This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled Tuesday to a suburb of Philadelphia to promote a $1.9 trillion coronavirus aid package, which was his first major legislative victory. The president told minority owners of a flooring company in Chester, Pennsylvania, that the relief package will bring immediate relief. He said, "You should be aware, more help is on the way. For real." National polls have shown that the relief package has wide support, even among Republicans. But Biden's travels this week, part of what's being called the Help Is Here tour, demonstrate he's not taking its popularity for granted. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff met with small business owners at an empanada shop in Colorado on Tuesday. The White House said in a statement Tuesday that the president in the coming weeks will lay out his economic recovery plan, which includes creating millions of jobs. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell on the same day said the president should not take too much credit for what the lawmaker called the optimistic springtime that lies before us. He attributed much of the progress to groundwork laid last year when former President Donald Trump was still in office. Russia's government tried to sway the 2020 presidential campaign toward then-incumbent President Donald Trump by planting misleading or unsubstantiated allegations with Trump associates. This is according to a new report by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. The report blamed Russia and Iran for trying to meddle with the election, but not China, as Trump's allies had tried to lead his followers to believe. The report said Iran tried to conduct a multi-pronged covert influence campaign intended to undercut Mr. Trump's support. More on that story is at our website, VOA News.